guy who followed Tyler Starr when he was with the Coyotes. He follows the Coyotes for the Argus leader, a good friend, Mick Gary. Mick, good afternoon to you.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good. Good. Tyler Starr is a guy that's got an opportunity, and not a lot of college football players can say that.
Absolutely. Well earned, too. In talking to his agent, both he and Tyler, obviously it's a little bit of an uphill battle when you're coming from school that isn't on TV every week. But so far he's turned the proverbial heads. And really, you know, so far, I guess it's relatively early in this the poking and prodding process.
Yeah. But if he's got numbers at the combine like some of these other guys, he's going to get noticed real quick there.
Well, once if he's able to prove that he's a real solid rush, you know, outside linebacker, you know, then he's going to go straight up the charts, you know, within reason. But if you know, he didn't really in the Senior Bowl. He really didn't even in that Senior Bowl, the East-West game, didn't get the opportunity to show off his strength, which is rushing the passer, because the linebackers couldn't blitz. But everything else, he's impressed enough people, and the, you know, I guess agents are always going to be very positive about their clients, but in his case, I mean, he basically guaranteed me. He said he's going to play in this game.
Sweet.
So that's good for him.
Let's talk some college basketball. Of course, they got rivalry week. The men hosting North Dakota State tomorrow, then they got USD on Saturday. Let's talk about the men itself. I think Joey James has done a pretty good job. This is a big week for Joey, especially against the what we think is the favorite to win the Summit League, North Dakota State, tomorrow night.
Yeah, boy, they've historically this has been a terrible matchup for USD since they joined the Summit League. There's been, I was just looking at it today, they're 0-4 against them, and the average margin is almost 20 points. So these have been beat downs to the Bison. And obviously the last 2 years the Bison have been very good teams, and that figured into it. But to lose to a conference foe by that many points on average, it really means that there's something else going on there, and it's just a real tough, given the personnel, it's a real tough matchup for USD.
Yeah, you know, Taylor Braun's the guy at North Dakota State, but if you cover him, you got four other guys.
I mean,
you got
Bjorklund, you got Alexander. I mean, that's a pretty deep team.
It's I mean, they're shooting over 50% of the team, which is ridiculous.
I think that's tops in the NCAA, if I'm not mistaken, too, Mick. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So and they're tall and they can play, and it's just. It's really going to be a tough game for USD. I guess on the other side, they're in no danger of looking past them to Saturday because this is a team that's kicked their butt so frequently recently.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a big win for them. It was a tough loss, I think, at Omaha. It's a pretty resilient team, so I don't know that that's going to affect them. But at the end of the year, having lost that game at Omaha, I mean, right now 4-1 would look a lot better than 3-2. Going into this game, and they would have also been able to get the road issues kind of out of focus for a while. This is going to be a good one, and I would guess that Bison are pretty prepared for it too if they're looking at the Coyotes' home record.
Coyotes are 7-1 at home. Trey Norris hurt a couple of games ago. Is he going to be okay for the Coyotes? I mean, they really need him.
He practiced on Monday. They don't practice on Tuesdays. Talking to Joey, he said that he will be in uniform. Will he play at all? He's not sure. If he does play, how much? He's not sure about that either. So that's up in the air right now.
Well, you got Trey Norris, injury on the USD men, USD women. You got injury there that is big with
Nicole Seacamp.
Of course, and then you got a couple of other injuries.
Heidi
Hoff that has hurt him a little bit. Is this going to be a team that needs to get healthy quick?
They're just not going to be the best team they can be without Seacamp. She's obviously she's a very good player and really kind of a presence on the court for stabilizing presence on the court. I think for that team, somebody that they kind of look to a lot of the time to get them through the tough spots, and they don't have her now, and that's a huge. I mean, the Cavs can get through a couple days, I think, without Trey Norris at top speed, but there's with USD women, it's just going to be very tough for them to be competitive against the good teams if they don't have emergency camp in there.
Yeah, you had to have that high ankle sprain. That just it takes forever to heal.
Yeah, she was practicing on Tuesday, but I don't know that you could say that she's going to play 20 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever this weekend.
All right. Other assignments beside USD for you, for the Argus Leader the rest of the week?
A lot of basketball with the men and women playing Saturday and Sunday against State, and then the game Thursday night down at the Dome. So, busy weekend.
All right. Hey, who are you taking in the Super Bowl, by the way?
I got to think the Broncos are going to take care of business.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm taking the Broncos as well. Hey, Mick, as always, great job, always. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, take care, guys.
Mick Gary from the Argus Leader follows USD Athletics.